flesh out. They cracked open, the sun came out. Spoke my remorse for all I'd done. You hid in my eyes and you shot. So I just wanted to say that I grew up very close to here, so this is home, and it's really good to be home. And I also wanted to add, since I wanted to babble for a second because we have a nice intimate gathering, that for about 7 years I went to a Jewish day school. And after that, after those 7 years, I said, I think I'm going to try something different. And I wanted to go to public schools in my town, Sudbury. Woo! LS. And when I got to public school, there were two things. There was beating people up, and there was drugs. And then there were two main groups of people, the jocks and the rats. And I probably know the jocks, and you probably know the rats, too. Those were the people that... you don't want to fuck with because they're going to beat you up. And I thought it was cool that every once in a while there was someone who would sort of transcend the different groups and be able to bounce around from group to group. And there's this one guy named Adam Smith. And he was kind of like that. The guy in high school that, like, just maybe he'd be the guy that would take the Camaro painted primer green, primer black, primer gray, or like Trans Am or something, and burn rubber in the parking lot and fill up the high school is quarter mile long. And it would all be filled up with that, you know, rubber. But he's also the same guy that would get on the football team. And he was a great gymnast because he was in really good shape, really fit, and really determined. So I thought, with that in mind, of a quote by the other Adam Smith, if you'll indulge me, there was the legendary economist Adam Smith. And if I can remember it, maybe I can remember it. The best source of both the best source of both the misery and the disorder of the human life always seems to arise from overrating the difference between one permanent situation and another. And I thought that was kind of relevant. I was piecing this in my head today together, the two Adam Smiths. And for about 30 years, I was asking. I didn't really know him too well, but I was just curious about what had happened to him, and everyone said they didn't know, and some mutual friends, until yesterday, when a fluke email has brought Adam Smith and his wife Kathy and his son Jake and one other person right here, right today. So I wanted to, with many words, send this next song out to Adam Smith from Sudbury.
you don't care. I said, tell me the truth, but you don't dare. You say love is a hell you cannot bear. And I say, give me my back and then go there for all I care.
Yeah.
Don't you pee in your pants? Don't bother to explain. Don't even show me your face. Get the crying shame. Just go back to the rock among the rich you came. And take the star you gain, all the stakes you claim. And don't forget the blame. Shout out to the peeps from Meditech that are here. Howdy, Meditech people.
Yeah.
lights and I'm falling back out. In my tiny little world, caught up in the ocean, we find ourselves shaking on the ocean. Nothing's taking us up, tired from the passing. Nothing's making sense, so I'm shaking like it's a sand. Hop out to the big tree, let it go. Cross, delivered wrong, and get a pity. Boys hanging in me, and I'm running red lights while they're hunting me down. Got two houseboats at the same time, but two parts of the city. I gotta put you on hold while I call my secret father.
guess.
still shaking. Just a little. First I heard the bass, then the drums, a muffled pound. Thank you.
Right after we're going to go, merch table's way over there. We're all going to meet you, and you can tell us about the cool guy from your high school. Come hang out.